Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So representatives of the Irish Restaurants Association are meeting government officials today to call on further easing of restrictions on the sector. But there's a controversy now because the association will also be seeking clarification on the rules regarding outdoor events. Following a report by Philip Ryan in today's Irish Independent of a recent gathering of around 50 guests outdoors at a Dublin hotel hosted by former Minister Catherine Sapone. I'm joined on the line now by Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, ahead of his meeting with government later on. Adrian, forgive me for setting out details which I'm sure you're going to be familiar with but are going to be crucial for our listeners. RTE News contacted Catherine Sapone. She said in a written statement to us that prior to organising the event, she had inquired and was assured by the Merion Hotel that the event would be in compliance with the government's COVID-19 restrictions and guidelines. We have been on to the Merion Hotel and they say to us, at all times since the start of the pandemic, we have adhered to government public health measures, including the relevant guidelines that were in place at the time of the event that you reference on July the 21st. Yet, Philip Ryan's story in the front page of the Irish Independent this morning says that the Irish Hotels Federation said that Fáilte Ireland's guidelines for reopening hotels and guest houses state that, quote, organised events, indoor and outdoor, are not permitted unless they are weddings, non-social meetings, training and educational programmes considered essential to the operation of a business. Are you clear on which of those, or if any, Catherine Sapone's social gathering fell?
Well, good morning, Philip. First of all, I'm confused at the moment because our understanding, and I'm sure the hotel acted in good faith, and in all hospitality businesses across this country is trying to do the right thing during this pandemic, and every hospitality business is under extreme pressure now to try and make sure they adhere to all the guidelines. The one organisation that can bring a resolution to this, whether it's right or wrong, at the end of the day, Fáilte Ireland, they're the ones that develop the guidelines, they're the ones that oversee it. They're the ones that we all have to download from their website and adhere to at the end of the day. Outdoor hospitality is open in hospitality for hospitality businesses since the 2nd of June. And our understanding is that gatherings and social events are prohibited. Otherwise, now this raises the question, which we will be asking senior officials this afternoon. Can we organise events for more than six people at tables for communions, confirmations, birthdays, family gatherings from this day onwards? I mean, that's where hospitality businesses that have been open since 2nd of June, what can we do?
And I think that's looking for retrospective clarity. Can I ask you a question, though, as somebody in the hospitality sector? Would you on the 21st of July have said yes to an event that was being sought for 50 people outdoors that wasn't a non-social meeting, training or educational programme essential to the operation of a business? Would you have said yes to that?
Well, the critical question here is, was there food and beverage at the event? And I don't know that because I wasn't at it. So if there was a cup of tea or a sparkling water or a sandwich or whatever offered at that event, then in my opinion, it doesn't matter where it is on the island, on the Republic of Ireland, that is an outdoor hospitality event. And I think that's where we have to start, is we need to get all the facts on the table.
The Merion Hotel has, as you say, acted, they believe, in good faith. Would you, though, with the benefit of reading what is in front of you now, have the same confidence that they have that the event that they organised for Catherine Sapone on July 21st was compliant?
That's a very hard question for me to point out. I don't want to bring it back to an individual episode. I think we as a hospitality sector, we need to be very clear where we need to be so we are compliant with the public health advice. We've always done that from the very beginning of COVID, since the 15th of March last year. I think we will be asking the senior officials today is, where is all of this in the round as we move forward? We can see that we are getting questions in from business owners that want to make sure they're doing the right thing. And that's where we want to be as a sector to protect public health at all times and do the right thing in the best interests of the country.
Okay.
And so that we can.
All right, but from what you're saying, I'm correct, am I, in extracting that you can't at this point in time, knowing what you know, share the Merrion Hotel's assertion that they did things correctly and within the guidelines?
Well, I'm sure they acted in good faith, and that's all I can say. I wasn't at the event. I don't know what happened in there at it. And I'm sure every business is trying to do the right thing. I don't want to, you know, what you're trying to get me to say is, were they right or were they wrong? I wasn't at it. I think we need to know what all the factors around the event was. And then we can make sure that this doesn't happen in the future.
Okay.
And everybody plays off the same level playing pitch. We've always said this from the very beginning. All hospitality has to play off the same playing pitch, whether it's a hotel, whether it's a
restaurant. And will there be somebody at that meeting with government this afternoon who can answer that question for you absolutely and concretely?
Well, I'm sure that before Charlie's officials asked it, they've been asked all the meetings to date, and I'm sure they'll be able to answer those questions there and then.
All right, well, maybe clarity then will come our way after that meeting. Adrian Cummings of the Restaurant Authority, the Restaurants Association, thank you very much for joining us.